Gospel Contemplation for the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's scripture is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Music is Ebbs and Flows by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. If you are unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. Today's reading comes from part of the instructions and advice that Jesus gives the 12 apostles before sending them on mission to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus has been moved with compassion by the troubled and abandoned crowds and realizes that he must send laborers to tend to the harvest. Hear Jesus' words today spoken to you personally, but not only to you individually. Jesus speaks to the 12 as a unified group, a community. He sends them out together, never alone. No one follows Christ in a vacuum. We are called to proclaim the kingdom of God as a Christian community, as church. So hear his words to you today in that context, spoken to you in community, sending you in community to proclaim the good news. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. Ask God for the grace to not be afraid to proclaim what you have heard Jesus say. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father. Imagine the scene. Jesus has called the 12 together to give them their mission, to commission them. You are one of the 12, and the others are other followers of Christ in your life. They could be friends, family, fellow parishioners, or people of faith that you admire but haven't met, living or dead. They are your community, your missionary community. If you can't think of 12, or if you have a few more, don't worry about it. The important thing is to imagine a small gathering of people who share your faith in the Lord, gathered to be commissioned by Him. Who is there with you? Look around and see each one. Take a moment to also imagine the setting where Jesus has gathered you. It can be anywhere you like, a real location or imagined, present day or biblical times. Use all of your five senses to see and hear and feel and smell and taste this place. Gathered in this place, as you hear Jesus encourage and instruct you to openly proclaim the good news without fear of anyone or what might be done to you, what part of the good news for the poor, freedom for prisoners, sight for the blind, freedom from oppression, the Lord's favor, are you most drawn to proclaim as part of the Christian community? Alternatively, what part of Jesus' message do you fear sharing publicly? Do you know why you are drawn to the parts you are drawn to, and fearful of the parts you are fearful of? Ask Jesus to show you. Jesus assures you that you are valuable in God's sight, worth much more than the sparrows who God also sees and values. What do you feel when you hear this in the context of Jesus' admonition to fear no one? How does it feel to hear this along with the other members of the Christian community sent as missionary disciples? As Jesus pauses in his instructions for a few moments, approach him to share with him what you have felt and experienced. Talk with him as with a friend, both sharing and listening. And when you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.